Legends, what is going on? This is the Gym Boss Podcast. And if you are a gym owner and you've tried and tried and tried and tried to make Facebook ads work with varying results, sure, you've done some courses, potentially done some courses. I don't know who I'm speaking to right here, but sure, you've potentially done some courses, maybe even had some one-on-one consulting and coaching, and still might have one day where ads are going great, then the next day, nothing, and you haven't changed anything, and you wonder why, what the hell's going on. If any of that rings true, then that's what we're going to be talking about in here. I'm going to be talking about the three tips of how to make ads work for your gym. And for you guys, for your first time here, this is the Gym Boss Podcast. I'm Jimmy Halley. I'm your host as always. This is 6:19 in the AM. And if you're on video, you can see I've parked up at the beach here. It's raining. Just to get the morning coffee and do something a little bit different. Get the morning coffee and while it's raining, looking at the beach. But this is for gym owners that want to grow the gym, get more leads, get more clients, have more freedom. And so to make your ads work with the frustrations of, okay, I've tried some stuff, not really working. Maybe in 2017, 2018, the ads were working pretty good. Maybe even 2019, the ads were working pretty good, but algorithm changes happen. And just ever since then, haven't been really been able to get it to crack, because getting the freedom, like most gym owners that I speak to, whether they're my clients or potential clients on sales calls or just friends that I have been in the industry for going on nine years now, is the number one thing they all boils down to is freedom. I want some freedom in my life, man. I didn't start this business to be a slave to it. And it makes sense that you want freedom. You've taken the risk to go out on your own, number one, to build a business when people are more like society as a whole value, like more than ever, try and be more comfortable and safe and secure and just sitting there. So you went out on your own, build this thing from the ground up. And it makes sense that you want the freedom, because that's why we start businesses. And the frustration's coming from, okay, cool, I know I've got to grow. I know I need to be able to get more leads, because that's like the lifeblood of a business, on top of, you know, obviously having a great business. This is making the assumption that everyone listening to this already has a great business in terms of like the product and the service that you deliver to your clients. That's a given, of course. And then the retention is good because you're delivering such great service and you're having great touch points and all that. So I'm assuming all of that there, all of that is of course. But the number one thing to make it all of that grow is to be able to have more new sales opportunities coming through the door. And the easiest and quickest way, well, not the easiest, but the quickest way when you figure it out, is through paid advertising, because then you can control the flow of how much you spend, will get how many opportunities you get, and so on, instead of waiting for referrals and blah, blah. Now, referrals are great, but you can't rely on them just alone. You can't rely on just one strategy alone for anything. You can't just rely on Facebook ads, okay? But if you've got other strategies in place, like you got your referral stuff, you got your local business affiliations, you got all these other things going on, and now you want to ramp it up with the ads because you've been trying, spending cash, blowing it faster than what you would, putting down hundreds on the blackjack table, then these three tips will serve you well. Is number one, it's not about the tech. It's not about the pixels or like the funnels or any of that. It's about the message. It's about the ad copy, what you put in the actual ad. That is the best filter, better than putting in targeting interests, like the golf example I did yesterday, which was, he goes, should we put in golf interest in this and this and this? And I was like, well, no, because the more that you restrict it down, the more expensive it gets. And the Facebook algorithm is so smart that if you write your ad well, kind of like if your ad copy is very obvious of who it's for, like golf, hey, read this before you have another golf lesson. Like that was one of the headline we went with. Cool, golfers are only going to read that. and golfers in particular that are paying for golf lessons. So that's the best filter that will work above any sort of targeting and trying to get detailed and stuff. That sort of targeting stuff works really good if you have a national or international business and you're trying to get millions down to hundreds of thousands. But if we're already starting off with only like 40,000 in a local area, and you're trying to reduce it down to 4,000, costs will go through the roof. So that's number one, is it's not about the tech. It's not about the tech. It's not about the fancy stuff. It's about the, like what we said to piggyback off yesterday's episode. If you didn't listen to that, go check that out. Like, which was, hey, read this or listen to this before you write an ad. I'm pretty sure that's what I said. Using my own advice here, right? And that was doing the research. Number one, that was number one. Number next, which is number two, is your creative, the images that you use is the second most important thing. Because you got the ad written, obviously, who it's for. Because social media is a visual thing, the images need to be really popping and scroll stopping. I speak about this quite a lot, but like, don't use images of people working out. Doesn't really help. Like, usually what works better is showing people, could be in the gym, could be like just somewhere else, but they're smiling, they're happy, maybe in their active wear, so it looks kind of like gym, but it doesn't have to be exactly like this is our class. That stuff actually performs worse, and still images actually perform better than videos. Now, I know some people are going to say, hey, we see the opposite. Awesome. If it works great for you, amazing. But what we see typically in agency with the clients that we've had over the years is that whenever we try and run a video ad versus a still image ad, the video ads perform so bad in terms of generating leads, perform so bad that it's just wasting their money. So are videos good? We could talk about that in another podcast. Great for branding. If you want to brand, put your word out there and get it stuff. Yeah, but don't use it to rely on to get leads. That's that one. So number one was the filtering with the actual ad, how you write it, not about the techie stuff. Number two is your images, right? And actually, number three is nothing to do with ads, and it's to do with follow-up. So you've got good ads, you've got good images. That's the key formula for like 80% of it, making it work really well right there. And then last part is making sure your follow-up is on point, because the leads that you get from advertising are at a different part in their journey, in their buyer's journey, than what they are if they're a referral. They're not worse quality. This is the fallacy here. They're not worse quality. They're just at an earlier stage in their decision-making process. So you need to follow up heavily rather than trying to phone them once or email them once and say, meh. Like, you need to be having like 20 points of contact in the first 3-4 days. And that point of contact could be a text, an email, a phone call, right? And so I would even remove email and just say text and phone calls. 20 in the first 3 days. That's a lot of calls, a lot of touch points. You're going to be doing a lot of text messages. And yes, it is a lot of work. But we're not here to take the easy path. Like what I said at the start, we don't want to be average. Leave average for everybody else. You started your own business for a reason. Because you wanted to be more than average. Because you wanted more for yourself, for your family. You want freedom to be able to do what you want, when you want, rather than being stuck in your business. And there was a good quote I read just yesterday, which was like, entrepreneurship is possibly one of the most stressful and painful things you can ever do, but it's what's required to get success. And I was like, wow, that's actually pretty spot on. So understand that when you're bringing stuff to the table for your clients, when you say, hey, look, you got to step it up. You've got to do this with your nutrition. You've got to meal prep. You've got to sleep properly. You've got to, you know, hydrate. Then you've got to train, and then you've got to recover properly. All that stuff is like new for most people, and you expect them to do that. So now you should expect that same level of intensity and that same level of commitment to follow up and to growing your business. And I'm not saying that you're not committed, but I'm just saying that there might be a new level of output that you might have to step up to ensure that your advertising works properly. Because advertising doesn't sell leads. Advertising simply gets people to raise their hand and say yes. And so that's a good distinction to have there. So to wrap it up, Jimmy, come on. I love chatting in the morning. I love these podcasts in the morning. For me, it's when I have my most energy, and I find as I get to like the afternoon is when I have to do other tasks that are less creative. Maybe I'll do a podcast on that too. Anyways, it'd be to wrap this up. Number one, it's not about the tech. It's not about the fancy stuff. It's about writing good ads that are super obvious to the type of people you want to attract. Number two, images. Don't use workout images. Use great, vibrant, popping colors. People's faces usually work really well. And here's another little hack. Show pictures of meal prep. Not just one individual meal, but all of the meals like stacked up next to each other looking really cool. That works actually pretty good for us sometimes. So throw that in the mix, have a go. And that's the scroll stopper. And then the third one is the follow-up. Leads are a little bit different part of their buyer's journey, a little bit earlier in the piece. So you got to follow up a lot more, and you got to have a process to be able to speed up that journey for them. And a lot of the times it's just follow up, be it in a nice and friendly way, and just because you're trying to help them. That's it, because you're trying to help them and you want the freedom. And if you grow, you get more clients, you can have a full gym. And then once you have a full gym, you have more cash to be able to like renovate, to add more equipment, hire new staff, pay your staff more so that you can get more out of your staff. And then that can start to automate and systemize things more. So then you can start to elevate and pull out of the business. And then you can start controlling it more from this above, like looking down CEO type position where you can actually like run the business rather than working in it. That's what happens. And to get there, you need revenue. You need revenue, and that all starts with the marketing. So hopefully this has helped. Like a little thing I like to think of when putting all of this together is a little trick is, what's the most simplest thing that I can do and think about, put myself in the shoes of the other person. Put my shoes in the shoes of the other person when I'm making the ads. And then when I'm doing the follow-up is like, put your mindset into, because they're two different mindsets, put your mindset into, I'm helping this person by doing this much follow-up. If they were drowning out in the ocean, you wouldn't try and just like throw the life preserver out to them once. You'd throw it out to them 100 times until they grabbed it. That's the same concept that you need to have to be successful with your follow-up. And if you've enjoyed this, share it. Share it with somebody, pass it on to them. And I didn't even pitch my services at the start of this. Go to iwantgymleads.com. iwantgymleads.com. That's if you want us to do the ads for you and take all that off your hands. Until next time, legends, this is Jimmy. Peace.